Kayla's and Perry. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Kayla's ready to march it up.
Yes!
Hey, Kayla, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Do you like our Jen and Tim Show phrase of the month?
I love it.
March it up. We're going to start doing this monthly.
I like phrase
march
of the month.
What's April going to be?
You can't preempt it.
You can't.
It has to happen naturally. You know, March it up is so good, and it happened so quick.
April it up isn't going to work.
We're going to have it
up after every month. June it up. June July it up.
December it up.
April yeah. it up. April it up's not right.
It doesn't flow.
That's not even trying.
March it up works.
I already got a song I'm working on for March it up.
That is exciting.
Kayla, go ahead and ask Jen to march it up out of the room.
Jen, please march it up.
Oh, I'm marching, Kayla. Good luck.
This is actually working out very well, Jen.
Love it.
You like march it up, Stevie? What do you think?
Oh, it's fine.
I like it more than I should. All right, so producer Stevie obviously stays in studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. Jen's in the hallway. We're going to ask you 5 questions. There is a timer involved, so just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer and try to win the limited edition March It Up t-shirt. Okay, it's a I Trump 2-week t-shirt. We're working on the March It Up merch. All right, question number 1. Could you imagine that? Hello, I'm sorry, Christy. Can we work on March It Up shirts and merch? And all right. Question number 1. Pink has reportedly moved to New York City, and the big reason is that she's allegedly in the running to take over the Kelly Clarkson show once Clarkson finishes her run. Do you think Pink should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as she is a nominee? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number 2. Harry Styles is set to drop his new album on Friday, but fans were quick to notice that there's a bunch of promo ads for the album featuring Netflix logo. Something must be going on there. It was announced that Harry will be hosting and also the musical guest on March 14th for which comedy sketch show that you would find on Saturday nights?
SNL.
All right, question number 3. HGTV is launching Bachelor Mansion Takeover. It's launching tonight. So it's a design competition where former Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants renovate the famous Bachelor Mansion. Jesse Palmer is going to host. Now, Jesse Palmer has been the host of The Bachelor since 2021, taking over for which longtime host who was amid some controversy?
Chris Harrison, maybe?
Nice job. Question number 4. It seems like it was a lot longer ago than it was.
I don't know why.
Question number 4. Scream 7 won the North American box office in its debut weekend. That gives the movie the biggest debut of 2026 so far. I would love to hear from somebody that watched it. Like, was it any good? It did great. Wonder if it was any good. All right.
I haven't watched the first 6, so.
I've watched 2, and I think it was out maybe 3. Anyway, what is the first name of Neve Campbell's character in the Scream series of films?
Ooh, I didn't see this one, but I did see all the other ones. Sydney, I think.
All right. Question number 5. Roughly 10 years after her most recent album, Rihanna is sparking rumors that new music on the way. So she posted a video to Instagram when she was going over some designs in a business meeting and said, "I still have to go to the studio afterwards," end quote. Something's happening. What is the name of her most recent album that was released in 2016?
Oh, that one is Anti.
All right, we'll go with that with the answer for question number 5. We're going to see how you did with those 5 questions. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in. She's going to march it in. Yeah, I'm going to march it up. Say march it
march
in.
March it up in.
Yeah, march. We'll just leave that alone. So Jen's back in 3 minutes. It's much easier to say. Jen's back in the studio. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Kayla and Perry answered 5 questions a minute ago. Let's let Kayla know how she did.
Kayla got 5.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh, Kayla. That's awesome.
Very well done. 5 for 5. That is marching it up. We're going to see if you can.
That is
marching.
I'm going to march right back out.
I'm trying, Stevie. It's new. The phrase is new. Not everything I'm doing is going to be a home run here.
I like that you're embracing it because I really feel like you have not embraced March until this moment. So good job.
So great. Mm-hmm. I have not been marching it up until the second.
Yeah.
All right. 5 questions. All of them. Well, Kayla dominated just a minute ago. We begin with question number 1. Pink has reportedly moved to New York City. And the big reason is that she is allegedly in the running to take over the Kelly Clarkson show once Clarkson finishes her run. Do you think Pink should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
Yes.
There you go. As we move to question number 2. Harry Styles is set to drop his new album on Friday. We've talked about that a few times, but something's going on. Fans were quick to notice there were a bunch of promo ads for the album featuring a Netflix logo. So maybe something's going on there.
Ooh.
It was announced that Harry's going to be hosting and also the musical guest on March 14th for which comedy sketch show that you would find on Saturday nights.
Saturday Night Live.
It is. As we move to question number three, HGTV is launching Bachelor Mansion Takeover. It's launching tonight. So it's a design competition where former Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants renovate the famous Bachelor Mansion. And yes, Jesse Palmer will be hosting. Jesse Palmer has been the host of The Bachelor since 2021, taking over for which longtime host amid some controversy?
Chris Harrison.
It was Chris Harrison. Well done. As we move to question number four, Scream 900 won the North American box office's debut weekend. That gives the movie its biggest debut, where it is the biggest film debut of the year so far. What is the first name of Neve Campbell's character in the Scream series of films?
Oh, it's, oh my gosh. I knew it would come to my brain. I don't know if I got it in time.
It was loud enough, I think.
It scared me because I thought it was going to go. I was looking down at question five.
I'm like, I know this.
I don't know.
It's Sydney, right?
It is Sydney.
It is Sydney, but I set it on the timer. I know. I'm just glad I came up with it. I didn't mean to scare you, Steve.
No,
you're
good.
I really got excited.
Just marched it up. Question number five. Have to listen back to the tape. I think it was after, but I'm sorry.
Probably. It was just so loud you don't know.
I couldn't either.
Sorry. I got very excited.
No, I get it. That's great. It hit you at the last second. That's not on you. It's on us. Question number five. Roughly 10 years after her most recent album, Rihanna is sparking rumors that new music is on the way. So she posted a video to Instagram when she was going over some designs in a business meeting, saying at the end of it, I still have to go to the studio afterwards, end quote. Something's happening. What is the name of her most recent album released in 2016?
I don't know. It was Diamonds.
At least I feel better that you didn't get that one.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have an issue. Anti
was the name of that.
2016 release. Final totals are Stevie.
Kayla 5, Jen 3.
Oh, Kayla, you did it. You trumped me. Way to march it up.
Woohoo.
Good job. Did you scream Sydney as loud as I did?
No, I knew that one pretty quickly.
You did know that one pretty quickly. Very well done. So the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt is all yours. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Kayla, and I just trumped Tui on Star 102.
Kim's in Maple Heights. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Kim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Ready to march it up?
Ready.
All
yes.
Right. Whenever you're ready, ask... out of context, that's weird. I'm sorry, Kim. Ask Jen to leave the room whenever you're ready, because that's what starts the game.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. I don't know why. It's weird. Everyone's marching it up. It's
everybody. March. We even have new gear. Did you see the gear that was sent to us, Stevie? Did you see the shirt?
No.
A listener made a shirt for us for March It Up. It's strong.
We need it.
We do. All right, so we're going to ask you five questions. You probably heard the door shut. That's because Jen no longer is in studio. She leaves the studio for this part of the game. She goes in the hallway until we summon her after you're done answering those five questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved. You just want to make sure to give me that answer before you hear that buzzer, and we'll see. We gave away a limited edition Jen and Tim Show Trump Tui shirt earlier. Maybe you'll get a second one. That would be amazing. All right. Question number one, M&M's flavor vote competition is back after a seven-year break, and these are the flavors to choose from. The flavors are peanut butter cinnamon roll, cherry chocolate cupcake, and lemon meringue pie. Which of those three sounds best to you? Peanut butter cinnamon roll, cherry chocolate cupcake, or lemon meringue pie?
Cherry chocolate cupcake.
Oh, I wouldn't hate that one. Which one sounds best to you, Stevie?
I tried them.
You did?
Yes. Liked peanut butter cinnamon roll the best, but I also love peanut butter.
Was it very peanut buttery?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon meringue pie was good, too. Was it crunchy?
Was it? Ooh. We need this for a Tasty Tuesday. Question number two.
That's good. I get all the cherries then, since y'all don't like them.
Oh, there you go. So you, yeah, a handful will go to Kim. Question number
two.
We absolutely will share. Great Lakes Brewing Company has teamed up with Sarah's Candies for a limited time chocolate ale. It hit stores and taps this month, just in time for Easter. What is the name of the iconic seasonal beer during the holidays at Great Lakes?
Christmas ale.
Question number three. So we told you last week that Benny Blanco, well, he's dirty. He's getting massively dragged online for his filthy feet. Now, on Jimmy Kimmel, he decided to wash his feet and show his clean feet and said, look at that clean foot. Look at that. Are you kidding me?
Sounds like you.
Does. You had to present yourself better on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah,
then.
You got to wash your feet for that occasion.
On that light couch with them dirty feet. That was nasty. Benny Blanco co-wrote and produced the songs Teenage Dream and also California Girls for which artist?
I have no clue.
Okay. We'll let the timer go, and just in case you have a guess. That's all right. Making me want those cherry chocolate cupcake M&Ms. Yeah. That's all I can think about during this game now. A question before, Leanne Pinnock said that she'd love to collaborate with Normani and Cat's Eyes Manon. Her name came as, or her comment came as Cat's Eye announced that Manon was actually taking a brief hiatus from the group. Now, Leanne is from Little Mix, but Normani is from which other girl group?
Again, no clue.
It's all right. Talk more M&Ms? We need more M&M questions. More I like M&M. That.
I'm in it for the M's. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, no problem with that. I understand that. We'll move to question number five. See if you have a guess for this one. So the Oscar-nominated drama Hamnet is coming to Peacock on Friday. Obviously, that's big news. The movie stars Paul Mescal and also Jesse Buckley playing William and Anne Shakespeare. Now, in 2024, so just a couple of years ago, Paul Mescal starred in the sequel to which epic historical film?
I don't know why I called y'all. I have no idea.
We like when you call. What are you talking about? We'll just see how you did. You started off really strong and it tapered off a little bit. We're all friends here. We're bonding over M&Ms in question one. All right. So now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back in. You never know what's going to happen next. All right, let's continue on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites who march on up to the second half of the game. Kim's in Maple Heights. I'm just trying things here and there to see if it makes sense.
I love that you're embracing it. I really do.
Let's see how Kim did there, Stevie.
Kim got two.
All right, good job,
there you Kim.
Whoa.
I hope that was a mouth.
Yes, Kim. That was a raspberry.
I'm kidding. Kim, do you remember, and Stevie just told us this off the air, because when you call in, Stevie will ask you if you know how to play the game. You know, we want to make sure you're at least familiar with it when you go on the air, right? Do you remember what you said to Stevie?
Yes.
What did you say?
You were going to ask me a bunch of questions that I have no idea what the answer is to, and then I'm going to get to say, my name is Kim from Maple Heights, and I did not Trump Tui.
Yeah.
I thought that was like the greatest description of, yes, I know how to play the game. Well, we'll see. We've had ties at two. We've had 2-1 losses. We've had all sorts of things happen. So let's continue the game with those five questions.
Great.
Flavor Vote competition is back after a 7-year break.
Ask. Is he saying M&M's weird again?
Yeah, their Flavor Vote competition is back after a 7-year break, and there are three flavors to choose from. The flavors are peanut butter cinnamon roll, cherry chocolate cupcake, and lemon meringue pie. Which of those three sound best to you? Either peanut butter cinnamon roll, cherry chocolate cupcake, or lemon meringue pie.
I would go with peanut butter cinnamon roll, but I don't really
like that. Who do you think tried those on the show and didn't share?
Stevie? What?
She was breaking it down on the air when you were out of the studio. Oh, the peanut butter is so good. I love this one. This one was crunchy.
The lemon meringue pie was crunchy.
Where did you find them? Were they
a gift.
Oh, they were a gift. Okay. I didn't know if it was like.
I think it was just like Walgreens.
Okay.
Oh. They're everywhere.
Tasty
so
Tuesday. We'll have to go grab them.
The peanut butter cinnamon roll was good, though, Jen.
That would be the one I'd pick.
Question number two. Great Lakes Brewing Company has teamed up with Sarah's Candies for a limited time chocolate ale. It hits stores and taps this month just in time for Easter. What is the name of the iconic seasonal beer during the holidays at Great Lakes?
Christmas ale.
It is Christmas ale.
Love the disgust in your voice.
Yeah, it's two questions in a row like that. We need to keep him away from food questions.
I like that. We have the food and then the beverage.
The beer one would cause that.
Yeah.
Well, question number three. We told you last week that Betty Blanco is dirty, getting massively dragged online for those filthy feet. Now, on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he showed off his clean feet and said, look at those clean feet. Oh, look at that. Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, you had time to wash them now.
Well, yeah.
Benny Blanco co-wrote and produced the songs Teenage Dream and also California Girls for which artist?
Katy Perry.
That was Katy Perry. As we move to question number three, Leanne Pinnock, she said she'd love to collaborate with Normani and Cat's Eyes Manon. Her comment came as Cat's Eye announced Manon would be taking a brief hiatus from the group. Now, Leanne is from Little Mix. Normani is from which other girl group?
Fifth Harmony.
I guess. I'm kidding. I am kidding. I am kidding. Question number five. The Oscar-nominated drama Hamnet is coming to Peacock on Friday. Obviously, that's big news. The movie starring Paul Mescal and also Jesse Buckley playing William and Anne Shakespeare. Now, in 2024, Paul Mescal starred in the sequel to which epic historical film?
Oh, that was Dunkirk. I'm only saying that because wasn't that Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it was. That was good. Brought it back around. Gladiator was the correct answer for question number five.
Yeah, that was it.
Final totals are Stevie.
Kim 2, Jen 4.
Oh, Kim. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
It's all right. I mean, I know you already kind of said it, Kim, but... If you go,
you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you please say it again?
My name is Kim, and I did not trump Tui.